You crying? Oh, so sad. It almost seems like I broke up with you. No, not quite. And if you're gonna look at me like that, I mean, what do you expect to happen? That I wouldn't poke a little fun. Kidding. I'm not trying to get on your bad side. I'm just saying, you need to rethink things. You've been putting all your eggs in one basket, and what if I swept the rug from right under that basket and all the eggs broke all over? I don't need to explain, because you're living proof of it right now. What's the matter? Don't tell me that's all it takes, really? No. You're not telling the full story. In fact, I think there is a lot to you that you're not letting on. You got secrets. You've got that tear falling down your cheek, rolling down like your feelings dropping. And I get that. Believe it or not, I have a lot of ups and downs myself. And for you, just for you, I'll let you get away with a little more than most. But you do need to understand, at the end of the day, we're rivals here. Rivals in life, love, and the pursuit of whatever this messy little thing is. When we get this close, when we don't dare look away because it'd be an admission of defeat, at least in some way. Look at me. I dare you. Look at me. What? Is there a problem? Gonna cry again? Better not do that. Or you might regret it somewhere along the lines, and then... regret's a nasty little thing, right? Worms its way into all the little things in your life until there's nothing left. So, how about for the best of us, we just stay being good? You can be a prodigy all you want, baby, but that's not going to take away from the fact that I could still beat that ass if you faced me one-on-one. Maybe not bullying, but if we're quantifying our talents by bullying and cursed energy, I don't know how to feel about that. Seems a little dishonest, don't you think? Almost like you're scared. You and Sukuna are the same. You have like this energy about you, right? Like you're at the top, like you couldn't possibly fall down, but then when it actually hits you, that the world might not be that kind. It hurts, doesn't it? Don't take it personal. I mean, honestly, if I wanted you to take it personal, I would have probably kicked your ass first. I mean, let's be honest. If we were going to take it that far, then might as well go all the way, right? Beat you into submission until nothing remains. But then I would be bad, right? And I'd feel bad. I'm not the type that likes to fight just for fighting's sake. Rivalries and competition are supposed to be fun, not painful, right? And I've had a few times, more than a few times, where it just gets out of hand, and I don't want this to be one of them. Why? Fuck if I know. I mean, maybe it's the way you look at me. Maybe I'm biased, too. Can't really tell half the time. Look, honey, darling, baby, you're attractive, you're talented, you've got more redeeming qualities than probably anyone. but somehow making you cry. It's gonna sound so stupid, you know? Somehow when you're crying, it just makes me want to tease you more. Vicious cycle, right? I know, it's my toxic trait. You can judge me all you want. I mean, isn't that what a relationship is? Endlessly judging each other in a way. I mean, sure, there's other parts. There's the good parts. There's the bad. But the difference being is, I don't see you in any other way than you are right now. I see every little thing you do, and I fixate on it. And I know it's unhealthy, but obsession is obsession. I mean, come on. Do you actually think that at one point I could waste my time looking at other wastes? No offense to them. Talent just speaks louder than words or actions. Talent makes you worth more to me. I'm not quite as bad as Tsukuru over there, but I'm still not the best at this whole everybody's equal thing. I mean, if I have a god complex, then isn't it just a me complex instead? I'll ask you again. You crying? Wipe those tears then, baby. Before I wipe them up for you. Is it too much? Am I the bad guy here? If I am, I'll apologize. I just, I don't want you getting misunderstandings and messed up because of me. Some sort of twisted value of yourself. I enjoy your time, your company, and especially your reactions to everything. When I touch you, how you focus on it. When I kiss you, how you can't believe it half the time. And when I hold you, wow, it's like magic. Funny to use such an arbitrary word in a world where magic might as well be synonymous with fantasy, but we have cursed energy. You think we would reference everything like that? But it also has other meanings, don't you think? Magic is a feeling. Magic is a taste. Magic is, I guess, what you make me feel sometimes. Oh, look at that. Gonna get cocky after that? Don't be so weak. I mean, that weakness is why we ended up together, I guess. But is it really? Is it what kept us together? Like, I don't think so. I think there's more to this. You like to oversimplify things, and I like to overcomplicate them. And that's how it continues to go. The continuum of every single day blending into the next in a little bit of a mess. We can clean it up, right? I mean, if you could stick with me for 2 years, you could probably make it another whatever lifetime we have left. Surprised I'm keeping you on such a short leash? Don't be. I don't know. As much as people could be. Playboys. Whatever you want to call them. I actually don't think that you're a bad match for me. For the short term or long term. If we break up like this situation almost led to. This fight that we can't seem to get over. If it ever ends in that way, then well, it was fun. And... You'll at least never have to worry about being on my true bad side. I mean, you might be able to get there if you really tried, but at this point, I think you're just too fun to be around. And that fun is what keeps me sane. When you see the world like I see it, you gotta take the fun. If you don't, are you really alive? Or are you just like a plant existing in a vacuum? Never really being aware that you're what you are. Just meandering until you fade away. Poetic existence isn't for me. I'd prefer an abrasive one, if I had to pick. Have I ever been non-abrasive? I would be more shocked if you thought I was some sort of gentleman. I may parade myself as one, and possibly that God complex kicking in and just justifies everything. And when I see that look on your face, it just adds to the fun, don't you think? So what? What are you gonna do about it? Anything fun? Or you're just gonna leave it be? No matter what you do, you might wanna be careful. No, not that. Not recklessness. You don't back down even when you're outmatched, outgunned, out anything. Kind of like the badger mentality, you know? You ever seen those videos with the honey badger just going at it? Much bigger enemy, and they still take it down. That's what you remind me of. I mean, you should take it as a compliment, because not a lot of people fight like you fight. And I don't just mean with combat. I mean everything. In love, friendships, talking, arguments. So when you really shed that tear, I know I've broken you down just a little bit further than your comfort zone. And maybe then you can see it when you go too far, when it's just too much. Look, I'm not telling you not to be that way. It'd really suck if you died, okay? The way you've been recklessly taking job after job. You do realize, right? One of those jobs, one mistake, one betrayal, one person gets pissed off because you're playing the whole goody-two-shoes role. See, I know I can bail you out of some things, but I can't bail you out of what you're doing. Now listen. I know that scare was pretty childish of me. How I started the conversation isn't going to be how I end it. So, want to come back to my place? You're already only 3 steps away, neighbor. It's funny, isn't it? We live so close, but in 2 different worlds, wouldn't you say? Does it ever piss you off that that's the case? Or does it just remind you that we're different beings, no matter how much you want us to be inseparable? What if life decides otherwise? Look, I've dealt with plenty of tragedies that I don't really want to talk about right now, but I'm going to give you that, right? You look at them and you don't even consider the possibility that you could lose me, your family, your friends, your pets, anything. It just doesn't even dawn on you as a possibility. And that's where that badger mentality really gets me. I really like that. I like that you, despite probability or otherwise, maybe not in your favor, you don't care. You just keep on going, acting like you're invincible. Ain't that my job to act that way? Who really has a God complex between us? That's how we ended up together. Because there really wasn't any room to say no to somebody that confident. I mean, confidence is a type of power all its own. And I like that. Your vulnerability is actually part of your confidence, and that was also the fun part. You absolutely don't realize when you're being teased. Maybe sometimes you're onto it, other times not so lucky, and yet other times you bite back. And I need that. I need that fiery side where you don't know when to quit. Outmatched and outgunned? You say you'll take it every day. Did I strike while the fire's hot? Or did I just strike a nerve? You know, if I release infinity for just a moment, I get to feel how warm you are. I get to feel how much your heart beats when you pin me down like this in frustration. Whether it beats for me or in spite of me, I don't really care, because rivalry and love go hand in hand. And personally, I think they complement each other just like you and me. You look good on my... on my side and my arms. Whole nine yards. And I know that there's bound to be someone who has a problem with me or you, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Let them be mad. Or maybe I'll make you mad. Mad for me, mad against me, don't care. Mad for madness' sake. Oh, it feels arbitrary. Yeah, probably. The words don't really have to have a meaning. It's the feeling behind them. Since at the end of the day, we're animals. Glorified animals with our instincts still in full send. I know you feel that. With a kiss, not words, you can tell exactly what I want, what I need. It's obvious, isn't it? I need to feel you. And I need to make that cute little face get more pissed off than this. What's with that look? Trying to take down the man with the god complex, huh? Well, I mean, you've done a fair job, right? You've at least managed to pin me down. I dropped my guard, so why don't you drop yours, honey? Make it fair if you're really not scared. How about it? Pretty cool idea, right? That's what I like to say. The truth coming out, unapologetic as much as it is bittersweet. Go ahead. You know, I didn't even realize we only half made it home. But front door be damned, because I don't need anything. I just need you and that nice frustrated look right now. You look like you're trying to kill me by winning here. Is it just beat me half to death with loving? What's wrong, cocky attitude? You can't handle it, can you? The truth of the matter is, I'm confident because I'm strong. And you, you're strong because you're confident. Polar opposites yet end up at the same point. A perfect idea of why we naturally ended up together. So, what's it gonna be? You're gonna make me eat my words then? I'd like to see you try. If you can, of course. I mean, I wouldn't want you to be embarrassed, so you could walk away now. But I happen to know, flat out, you would never, ever walk away from a challenge with me, and honestly, I respect that. So why don't you try me? You gonna make me cry? Because I made you cry? Or you're just gonna make me cry because you like the look of it? Well, you're certainly within your rights to try. Go ahead, honey. Make it work. If you can. Unless your idea of a joke, or just in the beginning. The moment before it all falls apart. No, I gotta see this. No, better yet, I gotta feel this. You know, for someone who talks so much shit, I really do enjoy that follow through. That satisfaction, huh? You can't get it like this anywhere else. That was your plan from the start, huh? Gonna loosen me up, butter me up, make me cry from how amazing you are. You might be dreaming. Me admitting to being overconfident? You must be losing your mind. Cause that'll never happen. Why would I? A little bit of good feels won't make me like putty in your hands. I like the confidence. Oh, don't stop. Not your idea of a good time? Then, very well. If that's what you're asking for, then I guess don't stop. Not gonna lie. My brain was fried for a second. It still kinda is. Maybe that's the intended effect. Not bad, honey. Not bad at all. But I'm still not crying. It's always nice being able to feel. But this, you're not gonna be satisfied yet. Are you? Me neither. Fine. Have it your way. If that's what you want, then let the madness commence just how you envisioned it. Look at me. You can't be looking away right now. It's an important moment, ain't it? And don't you dare play hard to get. Me? You think I am? I'm taking everything you can dish out. What do you mean? Ain't that fair? It's a good thing I'm not the only one taking out. You're just full of openings. And this? This is a mess. Not as big of a mess as it's gonna be, though. Very soon. I'll admit as much as anyone else. My brain fried and I went completely blank for a few moments. Now, if that's what you wanted, that's what you were going for, then you might just be onto something, huh? Then, what of it, huh? What then? I don't mind. If you really think you can handle that kind of situation, then quit yapping about it. Just go right ahead and start. If you've got the guts to. Oh? Well, that's kind of surprising. Not even gonna lie. Thought you'd back down after that, but guess you've still got a lot to prove, huh? Oh, come on. You can't talk all that and then... God, put at least that much effort, right? I like it. That bit of venom in your words. That bite. You almost left me bleeding on that one. Claiming your territory, honey. That's just what I'd expect when someone like you gets with someone like me. You bite hard. Fuck. Oh, now, biting up my thighs. Sadistic as hell, boy. And what's all that? Grinding? That's it. Gonna pin me down and grind out a few lovemaking sessions. And do your worst. I'm waiting. That's right. If you're gonna go that far, then maybe I'll go even further. What do you say? Yeah, I think that's the way, right? It's definitely the way. You're a mess. I didn't know you were looking that forward to taking me down a peg. Well, I'm waiting. You did say you were gonna make me cry. What, too smug? Guess I deserved that one, huh? Oh, you're giving me the full service package, huh? And a thigh job to boot. Nice pillowy thighs with just a hint of your muscles showing. That feels so good. Oh, fuck. That's definitely the stuff. Go ahead. Oh, that all you got? Oh, fuck. Flexibility, huh? And giving that cocky kiss. And using your feet. Fuck. You're just full of surprises. But it does feel good. I'll admit it. Struggling a little. Because it feels too damn good. And I don't want to be embarrassed by coming too soon. You're just... relentless, huh? Fuck. Your imagination. But even for that, I think you're getting carried away. This ain't over, right? No, not that soon. You're cute when you're that angry, but I'll admit it. I'm a little shaken up after that one, and I... What's that mean? That's what that means. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So that's it, huh? That's what you're gonna do? You're gonna go that far as to start fucking me in my favorite spot? Plunging a tight, naughty little ass and doing one hell of a number on that whole claiming argument. Cause fuck. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah. What? I don't seem cocky anymore. Yeah. Hard to be when I can't think of anything at all. Oh. Your fault. Yeah. Claiming or whatever. Do your worst then, baby. Oh, that grinding, rocking back and forth, fuck. Fuck. See how far it goes, though. This little lovemaking really sheds some light on the thing. I can't fucking stop. I'm addicted to you, and that's dangerous. But I like dangerous, don't you? Of course you do, or you'd never be with me. You know they call me crazy, right? As if I've lost my mind. But you just call me baby. And that's the best fucking part. Because you've got crazy to match. And I've got plenty to share with you. How fucking about that, baby doll? We'll see who wins next time. I'll give you the battle, but the war, that one never ends. Sorry. Better luck next time.